Okay, good. Well, this is Trudy Griswold in our class of Angel Speak Book Study Group. And tonight is August 14th, 2019. This class is our fifth in our study of not only a study on many levels. We are getting to know our angels better. Every time we get in touch with them, there is a greater understanding. There's a greater growth in body, mind, and spirit. And this class is also teaching us, each one individually and then as a group, as to how to work with our angels, how to open to them, how to ask, how to receive messages in writing that are so meaningful in our life, no matter what age or stage or circumstance each one of us is in, we all grow. And that's the best part, frankly, of being connected at in the classroom situation. Because, boy, you always leave with greater understanding. Each class, we have more wisdom and we're still, you know, just building to some of the greatest things that can come into our lives, and that's getting to know our angels better. What I'd like to do tonight is ask each of you to just take a few minutes and tell us how your time went, what it was like, kind of being on your own for some days now, or what it was like in your writing. I hope each one of you have continued your writing, and maybe you'd be willing, I'd love it, we'd all love it, if you would share at least one of your writings since we last spoke before I left. So is there anyone that would like to go first about your writings and your experiences while we were apart?
Well, this is Julie. I'll go first if you want.
Oh, sure, Julie. Go ahead.
Okay, so I have to confess I didn't write because I was so busy putting together the celebration of life for my husband. But it was so worth it. But today before the phone call, I did ask the angels to share with me something for today. But if I could just share just a few moments of what for the celebration of life. So I had put together this PowerPoint presentation with his, with photos from birth till he passed away, and it was very emotional, but I think it was very healing for me because it took 3 weeks to synchronize everything, get it all perfect, and there were about 75 people who came to the celebration, and it just was a beautiful, a very touching and beautiful celebration. So I'm so glad that I did everything that I did.
Go. Well, good. Good, good.
Yeah.
Because, that's so healing for everyone in attendance and in the room, for sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then today, what they shared with me was, we love each of you, and we want you to know that life is not to be taken seriously. It's a short time on earth, and what you learn is all that matters. Give of yourself to those you meet. Be a shining light to all. Each of you are more than you believe you are, and we are here to guide you on your journey. You can't get it wrong. Be the example. Be the comfort. Be amazed at this glorious life. You are so precious in our eyes. Peace, love, and joy to all.
Oh, wow. Oh, that was really great. So the angel said, give to everyone you meet was their first thing.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was be a shining light, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
What were the next several?
Each of you are more than you believe you are.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to guide you on your journey. You can't get it wrong.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Be the example. Be the comfort. be amazed at this glorious light.
Oh, boy, do I love that. Be the example. Be there. Be the example. And then what was the other?
Be the comfort.
Oh, be the comfort. Yeah.
And then be amazed at this glorious life.
Oh, wow. Is that beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, what? You know, I just can't get over it. No matter how many times I ask the angels, they always have a special, specific teaching that is so profound. And, you know, we think about running out of things to ask or say or whatever, you know. I just somehow, since they're all guided by God, I just don't think they worry about it like we do. So maybe we all need to learn to just go with the flow like they are.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. What a lovely writing. Okay. Well, thanks for sharing all that, Julie.
You are welcome. Yeah.
Yes. Who else would like to go? Someone else had said they'd share.
This is
I'll
Rachel.
Go. This is Matt. Oh.
Go ahead.
Okay. All right. This is Rahel, and then who else spoke up?
Nanette.
Nanette.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and then,
this is Sharon. I didn't speak up, but I could share something too.
Over there.
So good. Okay, thanks. All righty, Rahel, would you like to share?
Yeah, I was, we had a death in the family, so I went away to Ethiopia right after, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I missed the class, uh-huh. And I also forgot to take my my notebook. So I wasn't as consistent because of the funeral and being in a different country and different settings.
Sure.
But I decided to write on my notes on my phone,
mm-hmm.
And I captured a couple of interaction with the angels.
Great.
I'll share one of them, and that was on 8/4.
Okay.
And it says, dearest Rahel, you are armored in Christ consciousness. We encourage you to take more time to be in nature and rest more. We're here for you. All that needs to be done is being done. We're dispatching the helpers, visible and invisible, to ease your day. You're now clearing and cleansing all that no longer serves you in all ways. As your prayer requests this morning, it is done. Trust everything is aligning for you and in the right place with everything that needs to be done. Use your breath to increase your energy and invoke the light when you feel tired. We love you and will send you messages that are audible to regroup yourself. Move forward with confidence that your prayers for your children, Asmi and Angelina, are being answered. The security and protection and financial abundance you seek is all here for you and at your disposal. All that's needed from you is trust.
Excellent.
You have a huge mission that connects strands and strings,
mm-hmm.
And we are assigned to assist you because of your position in the spiritual realm. Go
wow.
In peace today and shine your light to all that will see you.
Who was the angel?
It.
Did you get a name?
Sarah is the angel, and it, oh, okay, it goes back, where is it? It says, I'm Sarah, and yes, you're an old soul, and Abraham is also assisting you.
Fantastic.
Yeah. Beautiful. Yeah, it says, Israel, I'm Sarah. Yes, I'm Abraham's wife. You are an old soul. You have many angels at your service, and Abraham and myself are your main ones.
Wow. Wow, wow. Yes, Sarah was gave birth at 90 or something, didn't she?
Yes. In the Bible there is that.
Yes. Wow. These writings that I'm hearing are so, there's a depth to them is the only word I can think to speak to. So, you know, one of the things I wanted to talk with all of you tonight about is, frankly, how very thin the veil is that separates heaven and earth right now. And, you know, Julie, I was just thinking of the timing being so right to connect with, you know, all the people who knew and loved your husband and celebrate his life. I just got this huge wave of love and appreciation from him and a whole team of angels that were around you. And Rahel, I love how the fact that nature, they're asking you to please get with nature more, because they say that as so above or as above, so below, or is one of the statements that's often made, but Mother Nature is as important to those of us who live on this earth plane as God in you know, being loving and healing and teaching and powerful and everything. So there's a beautiful connection that goes with Mother Nature and Father God. And even their writing, it seemed, was so about, you know, resting more, clearing and cleansing and all that kind of thing. It just felt like a beautiful healing and washing of a lot of beautiful things in our life. So just hearing these two is remarkable. And as a matter, just one other thing, I had dinner with a good friend Monday night or last night, and her husband passed away. Let's see, it's been about 15 years now. And he had never come to her for whatever reason. It's like my sister Barbara doesn't come to me that often either. And there's, you know, I just trust that the timing, or for whatever reason, it's right in the bigger picture. But my friend Barbara that I had dinner with said that she was sleeping, sound asleep, and she felt a little touch on her shoulder. She was sleeping on her side. And she rolled over and saw immediately that her husband Billy was there to be with her. And she hadn't had that contact in a long time. She had through the written word, but not in being able to see him and all. And she said it was the most amazing thing to have him there. And she said, I fell asleep in his arms and slept so soundly the entire night. I just was so touched by that. And we started talking about how thin the veil is and how it's easier for loved ones to not only reach out to us that are in spirit, but for us to also be receiving these messages and moving forward on our path. So it's a good time to be alive and especially being together as a group to learn from each other. So that's great. Oh,
yeah.
Good. Well, thank you so much, Rahel. Thank you, Julie. Those two beautiful ones. They're all beautiful. Oh, there's a little group of kids on here, it sounds like. By the way, I think it's, I can't remember the exact thing to mute yourself, but so if there's a big background noise. Okay. All right. It sounds like that happened. Now, who would like to go next? Who said that they...
This is Nanette.
Nanette, good. Thanks.
Good evening, everybody.
Hi.
I know I've missed a few classes, but I kind of stayed ahead with the recordings. And it's funny how Rahel says that her angels were Sarah and Abraham. Well, mine in one of my writings was Moses and Sarah.
Oh, wow.
So,
cool.
So,
wow.
All right. Yeah.
And
yeah,
angels can't... Go ahead.
I don't know, it just gave me goosebumps when she said that just a minute ago.
Yeah. And angels, for example, angels can work more with many more than just one individual, for example. We can share the angels. And it makes sense to me because as a class, our energies combine and everything. So between Rahel and Nanette, Sarah's busy.
Yes.
Yes.
And my writing that I asked, you know, who are you? It was Moses and Sarah. And, of course, my cousin and I are planning, he's planning a trip to Europe. And I was asking my angel about the trip. And she says, the trip will be a success. All will be fine, and all will fall into place. We are with you, guiding you, ask and ask big. Don't be impatient about things. You are healing. I don't know what I made out there.
Mm-hmm.
Something comes with you. We guide... You are guided by the light and surrounded by more angel teams. Many things are coming, miracles after miracles. You are led by a higher realm. And I can't make out what the other stuff says. Your spirit guides are Sarah and Moses. They are with you and love you.
Oh, love it. Wow. You know, there's just sometimes, like you were saying, wow, you got goosebumps. Several people said that tonight. It is. There's validation. And I'm realizing that I feel it more and more in my heart or in that knowing, you know, like you know what you know, but you're not sure how you know it. It's just there. So that's beautiful, Nanette. Good.
Yeah, and at the beginning when the last class you had, I remember you saying about writing for 21 days. Well, of course, after that call, we began, or I did anyway, August the 1st. And, of course, I was having a little bit of doubt, but in my writing on the 1st, the writing from Moses and Sarah was a date after. They're telling me to, you know, that life is a thread that weaves every part of our life. We experience from our own and from others. Let life's vivid color thread your world and make a beautiful picture with that thread that binds all people, places, and things in your entire life's journey. life is what you make it. Life is so beautiful. Don't be afraid. Live and laugh. Have fun. Explore this journey.
I can't read what I wrote. It's kind of blurry. Those that help themselves will be helped. We are with you. Take up a hobby, exercise, focus on yourself, ground yourself. Your life is beautiful. Live it beautifully. Let all that you are about to experience fill you. Be of good cheer. Stop complaining. Just breathe, release it, and let it go. We are with you. The best, we're wishing you the best. You'll receive your something. We bless you and love you.
Beautiful. Oh, so you think you're going to make it on that trip?
Well, I'm hoping. It won't be till next year.
Whenever the time's right, you know. They just sound so excited and kind of giving you the formula, how to live this segment of your life and everything. It's just, it all sounds good to me, for sure. Wow.
Yes, I want to ask another question while I'm on, before I forget. Do angels forewarn us about things?
They won't say, you know, they have, let me put it this way, they have a way of suggesting to us certain things, like, you know, be careful, but stay strong, take care of yourself, you know, that kind of, it isn't like, you're going to die tomorrow.
Like an actual doom thing. Right, right.
Yeah.
So
they do that.
And I've
had
that a lot this last, before the week, you know, up and coming to today. I've had that a lot. I've had in my writing, you know, be alert, be vigilant, be careful.
Yeah.
Just stuff like that. So,
all righty. Well,
you can
write them back and you can say, I see that you are suggesting that I, you know, be vigilant, be careful, or whatever. Can you be more specific, or can you please tell me more about that? And just see what they have to say. But I have never heard an angel ever say, that there's going to be doom and gloom and look out, but they'll show us various ways to have a heads up if something odd is going to come along.
Right, right.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. That is just great. Good. All these writings, I love every one of them. Thank you. Now, who else? We have Dee and Karen. Who would like to go next?
I'll go next. This is Karen.
Okay, Karen. Welcome back. And just one other thing. Has everybody, Karen's first class with us was last time we had a class, and she was saying, I thought about that while I was away, that for you, you felt like, because you had been listening to our program so you could get yourself up to date, I loved how you said, I feel like I know all of you. That's so neat. And that's what I always want these classes to be like, and why I'm recording them, actually. So, good. Okay. So, how have you been?
Pretty good. I have found it difficult to write every day because I don't feel like I can write when other people are around, and I don't get a lot of privacy in my family.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay. Well, and maybe you could find a time, maybe like just when you wake up in the morning when they're not around that much, or at night when you go to bed maybe a little bit earlier. I don't know. Sometimes I do have to get creative so I can have that still moment with them. I understand what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, even if my husband is in, you know, in the bed next to me, I still feel a little self-conscious writing next to him.
Okay. All right. Well, just maybe the angels can give you an idea, too, on that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
And even if, you know, you wrote, let's see, 4 days out of seven or something, at least you're getting in the flow. And, do it. But, you know, just keep asking them. They'll help you. Good.
So I decided to ask a very specific question at one point. And before it was just kind of very general, like, you know, tell me something I should learn today. And I was actually having some, you know, feeling really disconnected with my husband. And we were on vacation. So I, you know, I was just like, we're so out of sync. And so I decided to ask about partnership, like, what is partnership, you know, between people? And I went outside of, you know, to go write, to be by myself and write, and in the campground. And this is the answer I got was not what I would have thought I got. So that's what makes me think maybe it was really coming from angels, you know, because it wasn't something I think I would have written.
Yeah.
So the answer, here's what I wrote. Dearest Karen, the answer to your question about partnership is true. It is hard. It is easy. It is you and him and you and us and you and they and they and they. There is no beginning and no end. There is no edge of where you, as you think of yourself, begins and another begins. It is fused and yet not. We are in partnership at all times, endless, complete, seamless, together, evermore. Your separateness is the first illusion. To be in partnership is what you are and cannot separate to not be in. Feel and be and breathe and recognize our ever-togetherness. You are not alone, oh, not alone, dear child, not alone. Your loving angel.
Wow.
And then after that, I read it, and I was like, what does that mean? And I read it, and then I thought, and then I wrote a little bit more. To be partnered is to believe you are separate and then rejoined in specific duos or combinations that are a construct of humanness and not of spirit. Because we are all one unified connectedness, there is no need to be partnered in the sense you are thinking. When you are connected to the all is one and flow, there is no need to be partnered in the us against the world sense, a misconception, because you are connected to everything and everyone already.
Wow. Wow, what a profound explanation of how big this whole thing is that we're all living in. Amazing.
Yeah. So it made me think, so then I kind of wrote this to myself to see if I could make sense of what this was saying. And it made me realize that, you know, if someone else is out of sync, you know, they're not connected, then you trying to connect to them isn't going to work because you're just trying to connect to someone that's dysregulated.
Mm-hmm. True.
So after this happened, I mean, after I wrote this, I decided, well, I'm just going to just try to feel good. And for some reason, I decided to start playing I haven't picked up my ukulele in like 7 years. I picked it up, and then my husband picked up his guitar, and we both started connecting individually to our music and then together with our music. And now we've been playing, and it's been really great. We're like partners now.
Holy cow. Huh. Wow. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, that's the other great part of this writing. You never know the full depth of what a writing, a suggestion, a teaching can be. And sometimes it does end up different than what a human Trudy maybe would think it will be. So how fun is this? Man. So you guys are really enjoying the music again together.
Yeah, and then I have a book of music, and I flipped it open, and the song I first started playing was, I can see clearly now the rain is gone, you know. I can see all obstacles. And it was like the perfect song, you know.
Yeah. Oh, terrific. Wow.
That's amazing. Just before you told us the title of the song, in my mind, that's the song that came to me.
No way. Oh, wow.
Wow.
Wow. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt, but I had to share that one.
That's great. Good. Oh, boy, I love it. All right. Well, thank you so much. And, Dee, are you here? I know you're here. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, yeah.
Good.
Now, I missed a few days writing, but this is something that came after I missed a couple days. And the angel said, "Dearest Dee, we love you and understand that you can't always write us, but you are now. Continue being joyful and spending time with friends and being friendly and kind to others. They feel your love and help them to be more hopeful and happy. You are a kind soul. People see that in you. They feel in their heart the love. Remember, we are always there to help and listen. Just ask."
Oh, that's so great. What a good validation. And it is true. They don't expect us to be perfect. And there are times that we're in situations that it isn't easy or convenient, or you can't do it all. So I love that. It's and they're just kind of asking you to go easy, don't worry, or it's okay. Yeah, that's great. Oh, I love all your writings, everyone. Thank you for sharing. And, you know, and let me ask you this, too. Do you find it's getting easier, actually, no matter how many times you've written, it just feels a little more natural or a little easier?
Yes. Sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Yeah, sometimes and yes, you know. And even now, after all these years, there are times that I sit down to write my newsletter or whatever, and, you know, it just flows, and sometimes it's a little chunky, but it's always good is how I look at it, too. All righty. Well, thanks, everybody. Tonight, we're going to be talking about Chapter 5 in Angel Speak. And this is a great chapter because we not only taught people how to receive a written message from an angel or a loved one, but we also asked the angels to teach us how are we receiving these messages? You know, how's this happening? And the way it does, and people have their own way of just taking it in. And one of the statements the angels gave us was, I'm opening my book now, if you have one, to chapter 68. And the name of the chapter 5 is How You Receive Messages. And they said, "We will work with you whether you are aware of us or not. And how will you know it is us? When the possibilities are limitless." And I love that because all their teachings are so profound in their own way, but the fact that they always give us something extra to think about or something to chew on or grow with. And I love their teaching. I think it's fantastic. So, you know, they say, the very first comment the angels made on how you receive messages is, "We are positive energy." And the angels said, "We are light." And no other chapter that I recall after all these bazillion years had a comment like that. It was just two statements on their part, and I thought, that is so comforting, because, of course, they're positive, but they're always the love and the light at each of our growth periods. And the angels talked about the three major ways that we do receive their messages. And they're saying that when we first started writing the angels, it didn't have to be full of a lot of words or a lot of explanation like we humans can do sometimes. You may think you have not received anything when you first start writing them. And we've seen students in classes look at their paper and appear bewildered at all the scratching of everyone else's pen. It almost sounds like a roar of noise when you're not getting anything, it seems like. But everybody will connect with the angels. And, don't accept but not everyone accepts that they can hear them. Now, a lot of people think that if they don't, because we say how to talk with your angels, then in some of the writings we talk about, well, listen. And I think I told you before that it is, I have never heard the angels using words to me in a writing. It's always been a message that appears to be my own thinking. And your hearing is, we're going to go over these one by one, but the awareness that comes to us in our five senses and all, I'm clairsentient, they call it. And that's the awareness of knowing beyond the five human senses, the sixth sense, knowing that you know. So I'll be either at my typewriter or with my paper and pencil, and I will just get this whole teaching thing that begins. And I think, and that clairsentience leads people often to believe that they're kind of making it up because it seems like their own thoughts. And this is why Barb and I always said, please write down what you're receiving, because you'll realize that doesn't sound like you. The voice had a different energy maybe to it. So everybody receives in a different way. Is there someone there that would like to read about clairvoyance and on page 70? Does someone have their book open to that page?
Yes. Well,
okay. Would you read about clairvoyance?
Yes. Clairvoyance. The ability to see things not visible to the naked eye, second sight.
Great. And then they go on to explain it just below that pink box. Clairvoyance is seeing what is not there, right?
Yes.
Could you read the rest of that paragraph, please?
For instance, let's say the word being sent to you is bell. You see in your mind a bell and know you are to write the word. The type of bell is significant, for example, jingle bell, Big Ben, or school bell. The bell you see relates to the message.
Yes, and that is a great example of how you kind of start, once you begin, you do begin to use your senses together, because clairvoyance is not only just to see things, that that normally you wouldn't see with your regular, you know, just your regular eyesight. So, and then a lot of people are clairaudient. Is there someone that would like to read about clairaudience?
I'll do it. It's Julie.
Okay, Julie. Thanks.
Sure. So in the same box, it's the ability to hear sounds not heard by the human ear. Mm-hmm. A clairaudience is hearing what is not there. Most often you will hear the actual words spoken as given or dictated to you. This is a typical way to receive when you first begin hearing. Clairaudience, however, also works with other sounds. You will not see a bell, but you hear the sound it makes. Again, the method dictates the type of bell. Do you hear a telephone ringing? Is it a bicycle bell you hear? A wedding bell? Whatever you hear, you will know to write the word bell.
Right. And, yeah, we've really worked at simplifying that explanation of how these are spiritual gifts that we brought with us when we were born. And some people have a little bit of one, and maybe that's all they needed, and they're off and running. Other times people have all these different ways of receiving, and it just triggered opening up all of them for them. So whatever you get is perfect. That I do know. A lot of times people get all worried that, well, they can see things a little every now and then. So they know they're a tiny bit clairvoyant, but then the clairaudient begins to get louder. Whatever. You know, it's like I found over time, the more I used my gifts, not only would it expand and I could understand it more fully, but because I didn't worry about the other things, they started coming, and it just made it easier to write them or ask them for their wisdom or whatever. And now, you know, as a clairvoyant, I just refer to myself as a clairvoyant because I don't hear them, but I do see what they're trying to convey to me, and it's right in the middle of my third eye is the way I think of it. So whatever you've got is a beautiful gift, and it probably will grow the more you do this, and pretty exciting. Okay. Then can someone read clairsentience for us? Anybody still have their book open? It's the third one in the pink box.
I can read it.
Okay, good. Go ahead. Who was the first person that said that
Karen,
they could?
Karen can go.
Okay.
Clairsentience, the awareness of knowing beyond the five human senses, the sixth sense, knowing that you know.
Mm-hmm. And then jump over to these other couple of paragraphs.
Clairsentience is knowing that you know, and you don't have the foggiest idea how you know. This is a combined use of all the senses, and is the greatest gift. If you are clairsentient, you may be expecting more at the start because you don't hear any sounds or cute little words being whispered in your ears. You just know what to write. Even if you are a clairvoyant or clairaudient, your clairsentience will become stronger, and you will soon use all of your senses, including taste, touch, and smell.
Okay. Has anyone started that feeling yet or experienced it?
I have. It's Julie.
This is Nanette.
Okay. You have too, Nanette?
Yes, ma'am, I have.
Good. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well,
and you too,
yeah.
Karen.
Oh, Karen, good. Wow, you guys are really stepping up and stepping forward. And that's the other reason why right now, because the veil is thin, like I started the class, it does make it come easier. I'll do this last paragraph. If you experience a particular feeling while you are receiving, from the angels, consider first that you may be receiving with clairsentience. If the feeling is positive, enjoy it. If the feeling is sad or painful, ask the angels to help you get rid of it or explain it. Let's say you have a headache. The first thing to do is say, angels, if this is not my headache, please remove it from me now. Clairsentient people are very empathic and tend to scoop up energy that is free-floating until they learn to control it better or to filter what belongs in the message and what doesn't. You may actually be feeling the headache of the person next to you, not your own. Clairsentience is the most total gift, and there are millions of you out there with it. We come to you and through you all the time in this way, the angels say. Now, does anybody have any questions about the gifts and what they are and how you can use them? Okay, all right. You know, I just want to share something with you. One time, Barbara was, she lived in San Diego, and, you know, the beautiful town of San Diego. And one morning on a Sunday, she woke up, and she had all this energy of fear. And she couldn't figure out what it was. She had been sleeping, and suddenly it was there. And all of a sudden, she got this thought in her head that was, get out, right away. And so she just, and the fear was kind of like building and building. So she went over to the computer and she wrote, dearest angels, what is going on with me here? I don't know what to do, So, and then all of a sudden, this, you must get out of there. So, Barbara got her purse and put a coat over her pajamas and got in the car and went out and sat on the end of her cul-de-sac. And she lived in this apartment cul-de-sac thing. And then when she was outside, she felt a little better, but she still didn't know. Luckily, she had a pad and paper with her, and she said, dear angels, tell me what's going on. And they said, your energy, child, has built to such an extent that your empathy is much larger than you've ever known it to be. And you are picking up the energy of fear and panic from a woman that is two canyons over from your apartment building. And so Chief Barbara said it was the greatest gift they could have given her because, first of all, she thought she was going crazy, number one. Number two, both Barb and I were being prepared to write the book and experience a lot of different things, and you know, it wasn't like Barb was in any danger, but she had just, all the conditions were just right for her to pick up that energy of fear and worry that this woman had that she had never met and probably never would meet. And that's when things are kind of free-floating. I haven't experienced that as much as Barb did, but just whenever you get a new feeling about something, just give it a minute, breathe deeply, and if it doesn't, just go, you know, if this isn't my energy, my worry, my fear, please remove it from me now, and all asking the angels. And then make sure that you can grab a paper and pencil if you're really still confused and write it down and ask them what's happening.
This is Julie. Can I share a little story of what happened with me?
Yes.
Okay. So back in my 20s, I worked at Blue Cross in Southern California, and Every Friday night, we would go out and dance at the Red Onion, which is, you know, a big Mexican restaurant and a dance thing. Anyway, when I got up that morning, in my head, I kept hearing, don't go to the Red Onion tonight. And I thought, well, that's weird. And I knew it wasn't me, but I thought, what the heck's going on? So I go to work, and the same thing, just kept saying, don't go to the Red Onion. Well, I was stubborn. I wanted to go dancing, and so I went. And when I got there, my girlfriend's hat and I went into the restroom, and I was sitting on the toilet, and I was thinking, I could feel something, you know, like this really negative energy, and I thought, oh my God, please don't let me die tonight. You know, that's what my prayer was.
Yeah.
So I come out to sit down with Pat and asked her to watch my purse when I went to dance. And when I came back, my purse was gone. And I thought, oh, well, that's what it was, right? And so everyone tried to find the purse, and I ended up, we couldn't find it, you know, trashed in or anything. Well, the person that took it had my keys to the car, they had my driver's license, they had everything as far as knowing where I lived. But I didn't get to go home till 11 at night. And when I got home, this man that drove me home, I went to my neighbor to get the key, and I went to open the door, and the door just opened up. And so the people who took my purse also went in and ransacked my apartment. I've never had them say something to me in my head like that again. But I felt like after the experience that, number one, I didn't have to experience it, but I chose to. And maybe, number two, if I hadn't prayed to, you know, please let me not die tonight, maybe I would have died. Maybe when I got there, they would have been there. I don't know. So,
Wow. So, I'm sure you're listening more closely to what they're sharing with you at different times, too. You know?
They don't talk to me, but they do give me feelings, you know, strong feelings. So, yeah.
Excellent. Yep. Well, you know, it is true. It's like they're always working for our highest and greatest good. And so, we're human, and sometimes we just choose not to listen. That's all. So, good. Well, it could have been worse. So, that's good. All righty. Well, the other thing they want to talk about in this chapter, which I think is important, is doubt, you know. So they're saying not only is clairsentience the most total gift, and there are millions of you out there with it, we came to and sought you, we come to and through, we come to and through you all the time in this way. Okay, so, you know, just once we get it and start using the information and listening and all, things can really turn around in our life or become different for the better. So that's a good thing. Know what your primary gifts are. Practice separating multiple gifts. Trust your gifts at all times. When you go into a room and feel negativity, perhaps it isn't you, but the emotion of the group. Leave. There is no reason to stay in negativity. In life, there are two sides, light and shadow. Choose light and people of light with whom to associate and spread light wherever you go. If you think you are not receiving, perhaps you are making the process of receiving angel messages unnecessarily difficult. Watch for, number one is doubt. Stop erasing as the angels speak. You know how you'll get something that may be a super positive and you think, well, I just wanted to hear that. So you start erasing what you got. And So it's just like, just keep writing until you feel that it's time to stop, but don't try to edit the angels. You receive the message just fine and then begin to think about it, question it, and talk yourself out of an accurate angel communication. What is sent in leads through doubt. Also, you edit the words to fit your opinions of life and your self-image. If one in one class, the angels gave a student her best qualities. She heard well and recorded an accurate list. But when editorialized and added her own opinion, here's what the angel said. You are very patient. She added, except when you are tired. And then she wrote down, you are kind. And then it was dot, dot, dot. To most people, you know, her editorials with regard to all these loving qualities that she had, she kept denying them. And finally, you are smart. And then she wrote, when you want to be. So she was hard on herself. Angels do not give and then take away. They give with love and truth. They see you as you usually and really are, but not as you believe you are. You know, we really are hard on ourselves. They see you as a perfectly created person. You see yourself as imperfect. They see your great potential. You see yourself with limits. They see you as love and light, while you may see yourself in despair and darkness. You are perfect today. You are on your way up. You are in a constant state of growth and improvement, as is the rest of the universe. Is anybody guilty of doing that sometimes?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Thinking, sure, yeah, right. If you hear a good thing, just say, thank you, angels. Help me be more of that, or whatever. All right. Then finally, they want to talk about poor reception. They're saying angels work on your energy. If you don't hear them, breathe. More likely, they are not loud enough for you to hear. Ask them to speak up, take turns, or slow down. It is a two-way communication, and sometimes reception needs to be discussed and then fine-tuned. If you still can't hear them, ask to speak to another angel. You are in charge of the communication, and that is really true. And we are... If we know ourselves well enough that if something doesn't feel right or it, whatever, that you are in charge of speaking your truth, as the angels say. So don't be afraid to ask for another angel. Carrie was a frequent student at our classes. She came to a class nearly every week, but never heard really well. Finally, she came to us and asked if she was doing something wrong. We assured her she wasn't, and we decided to talk to her angel for her to find out why she was not connecting. Well, we could not hear her angel either. Only after every third word made sense. In frustration, we said, "Come on, angels, we need someone louder. Send an angel with a bigger voice." A booming-voiced angel came in with a wonderful, clear, exciting, and comforting message. So what was wrong? Nothing. The angel with whom Lori had connected was a very tiny angel named Amelia. She was dainty and feminine and had a little voice to go with her diminutive body. When we found out what Amelia's work was, everyone understood why her voice was so difficult to hear. Amelia's primary job in the universe is to whisper into the ears of babies how much God loves them.
Aww.
Aww. My daughter burst into tears when she read that part of the book. That really touched her. So, well, our expectations maybe are off. What you receive is what the angels want to tell you. It may be a simple or a complicated message. Either way, trust and accept what is given. Angels also have frames of reference between, different than ours. Don't ask your angel about other people because angels will not engage in psychic gossip. If you receive a message from someone else, know it is their angel that sent it. All right. And last but not, I keep thinking this is the last one. Sometimes when it comes to wrong information, and in the beginning when you really are writing, sometimes you worry about that too. If you feel the angels give you wrong information, know that most beings on the other side are simple, loving souls who know nothing about computers or politics. If you want to know about more about specific knowledge, ask for a specific angel who has that wisdom. They will not be able to send advanced esoteric information if it is not their information too. If you don't speak French, they will not speak to you in French vibrations. Well, that's disappointing. That's so funny. No, they're not going to talk to you in French vibrations. Engineers have angels who are interested in engineering and have helped them become an engineer. Some with doctors, chefs, teachers, artists. You attach to each other because of similar interests. Mary frequently comes to comfort worried mothers because she relates so well to motherhood. Favored teachers, saints, or gurus will teach you because you already have a trusting relationship. Angels give you the best they have at that moment. But time doesn't mean much to them, and specific events are not as important to them as they are to you. They look at a bigger picture. Angels are great teachers. And it's so true. Now, when our attitude needs to be positive, the best way to ensure a clear, loving message is to decide for a positive experience. Expect goodness to come. Expect beings of light. Expect high angelic presence. Expect love. If you are a frightened, negative person who expects the worst to happen at any moment, you may initially find more comfort in prayer. When you begin, ask your angels, "Dear angels, please teach me about love that replaces fear and to have a positive attitude to replace my negative expectations." Whether you speak to them or not, their comfort is always with you, has always been with you, and will always be with you. It shall be forever so. Prayer takes but a breath of a second. So that's that chapter is full of all good, you know, good wisdoms and input and things. And sometimes when we do start writing them or embark on a new way of thinking or being, the thought is, you know, well, they're angels. We have to just take whatever comes to us. But if you get a little feeling that something doesn't feel quite right, ask again or ask for a different angel or ask for God. Okay. Wow. Tell me, what are you guys thinking, or what are your questions, or where do you stand with all this input about when you're writing to the angels?
Okay, this is Julie. I just feel that I
we just need to trust that what's coming through, as long as it's positive and loving and kind, then we have to trust it's coming from our angels, I guess.
100%, yes. And, you know, they don't make mistakes like, you know, giving the wrong message to somebody or something. They are always there. They're always loving you, and they're always giving you the best that they know how. Yeah, just totally can trust that. Okay. Anybody else have a question or anything you'd like to ask or whatever? Okay, good. Now,
this is Julie. Can I say one other thing about the afterlife of Billy Finger?
Oh, yes. Did anyone else get that book, too?
Yes. It's wonderful.
Okay, Dee did. And Julie, anybody else?
Okay. Not yet. I reviewed it. I kind of previewed it. This is Nanette. No, I got the book, Ask It, and It Is Given.
That's right. That was your book. That's right. Okay. Well, good, Julie. Tell me, what did you think of it?
Well, I'm not quite done. I'm about three-fourths of the way through, and it's awesome. I just, you know, it just helped me to understand more of what my husband's going through, and, you know, just feel comforted that he's being helped and guided, and, you know, whatever his reality is, they're helping him because of him having the Alzheimer's to, you know, to heal and know why he had it and all of that. So that makes me feel good.
Absolutely. How great. I found it very comforting and myself, and because I just don't ever remember a book that had that degree of clarity in it as to what happens when we go home. Mm-hmm. And Dee, you read it. Was that you that said you also read it or have
yes.
it?
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
What do you think?
I liked it as well. It's very, very helpful and helps to realize, like you said, what it is like on the other side, and what our, you know, family that deceased went through.
Yes, absolutely. It somehow took kind of the scariness away. You know,
yeah,
everybody.
Yeah.
You know, we certainly know that the angels are helping us, but that perspective and all from her brother was really, I found comforting and very wise, and I thought, oh, good, that filled in a lot of gaps that I didn't fully understand.
Yeah.
So, good. All right. Well, thank you. Anybody else, if you decide to read it or whatever, tell us next week, too, or the next few times we're together, because I would like to hear everybody's input on that. And this was a book that Barbara and I were going to write. I think I mentioned that last time, didn't I?
Yes.
Yeah.
And now I get it. Why? Because, you know, we never have any idea, of course, when we live here on Earth, what our purpose is when we get to heaven. We think we have, you know, it's great to find our purpose while we live on Earth. Imagine when you get your purpose when you hit heaven. So I thought, great, someone did get to write the book, and it's certainly been helpful to a lot of people. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else? By the way, between now and next week, if you could maybe... any of you that like to read and stuff, make a little list, if you would, of the books you've read over these years or during this spiritual awakening, and, you know, maybe the top three or four of the books that you really like, because that was my lifeline when I first awakened spiritually. I couldn't get enough books read. I just thought they were all so great. So I'd like you to share that. Okay, good. Now, would you like it if, how about if I draw a card for each one of you and see what the angels have in a message before we leave tonight? Does that sound good?
Yep. Yep.
Good. All right. Cool. By the way, next week we're going to talk about how you really can know when it's an angel and all that kind of thing, and which is always a great chapter too. It just solidifies the clarity and the understanding and how far you've come already. And you know, I love questions and things because I can prepare and prepare for a class, but if I don't get your questions answered, it won't feel the same. So if during this week, would you please, two things for homework, would you please be sure that you, let's see, I just, oh, they just reminded me of something. Didn't I give everyone a word last time, and you guys were going to write to the angels about it?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh. Maybe we should do that. Okay. First of all, who has the word that you received last week and in writing?
I have one. I have.
Okay.
Can you give one to me?
Bye-bye. Okay. Who was that? Who would like to read? Julie, did you say you had one?
I do. The word is purpose.
Uh-huh.
And this is what I received. Bring a calm to your life. Don't rush, as it will all come together timely. Each individual has a distinct purpose in their life, and each person's job is to remember that purpose. That is why God created us. The angels, so that your soul spirit has guides. Okay, I think what they're saying is that is why God created us and the angels, so that each soul spirit has guides during their time on earth or wherever they choose to be born. Trust your instinct / gut, as when it is right, you will feel joy. Not question what you are feeling. Know that we love you and will guide you where you need to go. Thank you for waking up to our love and guidance. We look forward to serving each and every one of you.
Oh, wow. Beautiful. Thank you.
Welcome.
Yeah. I love it when they do that and they say, each and every one of you, because they do think of us as
yes.
as their loving group. So that's great. Thank you, Julie. And let me draw a card for you. That is a message from the angels to take you through this next week, okay?
Okay.
So, these are my tarot cards, and they have so much information on them. You know, I love them. Okay, here's the card. Oh, it's the Seven of Pentacles. Now, pentacles are abundance. And there's a story of a fellow that's like a farmer, and he's been working at nurturing this plant, and hanging on the plant are all these little yellow stars, which means lots of abundance has come. And, you know, Julie, I think this has to do with the work you did on the celebration of life for your husband. And, you know, you put that together, there was so much loving goodness that was passed around. Yeah, that's abundance personified, and I really think that that's just one of the many ways that you have built an abundant spiritual life.
Hmm. Okay.
All righty. Or does it mean something else? Did you win the lottery?
No.
I'm glad you said that because I wasn't sure.
Well, hey, if it's in our karma, we will win it. If it isn't in our karma, we're not going to win it. So what the heck? You never know. Okay. Who else now would like to? Yeah.
I didn't get a word because I was overseas. This is Rahel, but I'm also going to lose you because I'm outside. I'm not home. And
uh-huh.
My phone is almost dying. So maybe I can't. Last week I was here for two classes. I was overseas.
Yes, okay. All righty. Well, listen, you take care. And so you didn't get a word to write with, right?
No, I didn't.
All righty. Well, here's a card that I wanted to share with you. And it's the Five of Cups. Cups are about nurturing, loving, and there's a fellow here that's looking down at some cups that have fallen over, but behind him there are two full and abundant and erect cups. And I think what this is saying for you is that, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to kind of look at what isn't instead of, because that's all we see. And they're just saying here there is goodness and love and support coming your way. You can't see it yet, or you're not familiar with it, but it is coming. And they say, God bless you, child, for the love and the goodness that you share with others. So that's a beautiful card. New things.
That's
and,
a beautiful one.
Yes,
That's so meaningful because I always related to my family. I lost my brother 4 years ago and my dad 11 years ago. So it's three remaining in the family, but my mom has illness and depression issues. So it's just me and my brother, my older brother, who is living overseas now. And ever since I lost my brother, my oldest brother, I kind of felt that everything disintegrated. But it makes sense because I reconnected with him when I went in time. And it felt like, you know, we still had each other. So this is very meaningful. Yeah.
Thank you for sharing that because, and that visit, you know, we'll go off somewhere, and it just takes us into a new level, and I think that's exactly it. Listen, one other thing before you have to go, Rahel. If you go to the to my website, I talked about the third step prayer when we were last together, and I love this prayer, and it's about working with God and doing our spiritual life work. So if you go back to Trudy at Angels Speak, and you know where the where you get information and emails and stuff from me for this class? Well, look for the third step prayer. It's there. Okay?
Okay.
Are you guys drawing a blank? I wonder if you're picking up things off the website. Okay. Well, good. All righty. Now, who else now? Just see. You're welcome.
I had one, too.
Yeah. Mhm. Okay. Who is this?
Karen.
Karen. Good. Yeah.
I got a word that I found very challenging, and I procrastinated quite a bit. and I felt like I had a couple false starts, but then I asked a better question, and then at that point it flowed. So first I was just saying, let's write about love. And then I didn't like anything that was coming out. But then I asked a better question. I asked, well, so this is what it said. What we want to teach your group about love. So then I added your group, and then suddenly something came out.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, what we want to teach your group about love is that it is available to you at every moment of every day, every minute. So you may feel alone or lonely at times. You need only breathe. Remember who you truly are, a part of the whole, which is pure love, and therefore you are love too. Effervescent, everlasting, eternal, complete now, not someday. Whole, glorious, beloved, welcomed, wanted. There is nothing you need to do to deserve love. You are love, and it is your essential nature, your truest self, and your home. Dear angel teachers, be at peace, be in love in everything you do.
Wow. How beautiful. Thank you for that. I needed to hear that, too. What? All right. Yes. What would you like to teach the group about? And that was what you got. That's love. I'm perfect. Okay. I just want to write this down. Wait one second. That was yours, Karen, right? Love.
Uh-huh.
Okay, super. Now let me draw a card here, and they want to give some love or support back to you. And let's see. Oh, there's something called the Three of Pentacles, abundance. Are those pentacles or stars? And it shows people diligently working on this card. They're working to building a church, but the church is it's had a lot of work done on it, and it's very elaborate and ornate. It's like there's the architect and the artisans, you know. And here you are. There's one person standing on a bench. And they are busily carving away at all this decorative church area. And then there are others that are standing around making more plans. And I would say that this message to you is definitely about sometimes we're the architect, sometimes, you know, dreaming things up, thinking of it, and all. Sometimes we're the builder who actually puts everything together. It just shows these different aspects of this spiritual growth and how we put on all these different hats. And so the Three of Pentacles is truly you're building something that is big, it is good, profound, and it is good, and you're doing well.
Thank you.
Yes. Kind of like building your little church there, you know? So that's great. Okay. Good. Who else? Now, Dee, did you have one?
Yes. I had clarity.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And I was like Karen, that it was rough getting started, and I had to keep, I kept drawing a blank because I felt like because I wanted it to be a perfect answer for the group.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kept getting a blank, and I asked the angels for help with that, and I finally got an answer. Dear Steve, we would like to teach the group that clarity is knowing. It is purpose. It is a perfect vision, perfect timing, and all-knowing. It is knowing in the gut. It is seeing the future clearly and just knowing that this is it. It is like a light bulb turns on and all is clear, all is one. And then I said, is there anything else you want the group to know about clarity? Yes, shine brightly. You are all wonderful, and this path you are on will continue to bring more clarity to you, to your life, and to others. Be brave and strong and enjoy this path you are on. It is so very exciting. We can't express our joy and happiness enough.
Wow, that's so good. Wow. You know, someone else got the word about shining and all.
Yeah,
shine your light.
Yeah.
That was me, Nana. I had that in my writing. Just everyone shine the light.
Yeah. Wow. I love it when here you guys are, you know, halfway across the country from each other, and you're receiving these loving words in different but very similar ways. I love it. That's great. Yeah. Uh-huh. Thank you, Dee, very much. And, you know, I used to get real nervous if I thought others were going to hear, or it would be, you know, what if it sounds weird or whatever. But this is part of that. You know, you ask them, you ask the angels to write with you, believe that you did believe, all of us did, that they'd be there. And it's the trust that whatever you get, it's what you get. And it's perfect. So that's good. That'll kind of take the pressure off sometimes, I find, with me. Okay.
Yes.
Now, who else would like to go? Thank you, Dee.
This is Nana. I don't think I got a card. I wasn't part of the group that week.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, not to worry. Maybe you want me to get a card for you, and you could do something and then bring it back next week with you?
Sure.
All right. Just a sec. My little, here. Okay. Is this, let's see. I can't find my cards here. Oh, dear, I organized my office. I'm in big trouble now. Just when you think you're getting organized. Okay, here, I found these. And let's see, how about tenderness?
Tenderness, okay.
Tenderness, yes. What would you like to teach the group about tenderness?
Okay.
Good. Anybody else that would like to have a card to write? Okay. All righty. Good. And who is still on that I let's see, we talked with Karen and Julie and Dee and Nanette. We did Nanette, didn't we?
No, you just drew a card for me to share next week. You didn't draw a card for tonight.
Right. As far as tonight. Okay. Let's see. So I think, and Rahel, I think we're all set, everyone. Does anybody have a question or anything that they'd like to ask before we go?
Yeah, Trudy?
Yes.
This is Dee. Are you able to draw a card for me as well?
Oh, shoot. That's what was the unfinished bit. I knew that something didn't get done, and that was it. Thank you, Dee. That's perfect. Oh, whoa, we love this card. This card in the tarot deck is called the Wheel of Fortune. And this is about when you come to the fulfillment of your learning and growing and understanding the steps to take on our path, etc. This card is about when it comes to our work, life work or whatever, the Wheel of Fortune, it shows in each corner of this card that there are these, there's a horse with wings, there's a, let's see, a bull, you know, an individual with wings that looks like an angel. So there are all these beings around this circle of Wheel of Fortune. And it means that you're on your way clearly and perfectly putting together one foot, utilizing all this help that's in this card to help you go forward. And so, yeah, that's, I love it when I draw the Wheel of Fortune. It's a great card. They're all good, but that one is my personal favorite. So,
Thank you.
I love how we all get their wisdom in all these different ways. So, you know, what a fun class, and you guys are doing so well, and it's opening beautifully. All right, now
Were you going to draw a card for me, or was that card that I'm going to study on?
The card. But let me draw one for you for tonight, because the card that I gave you was about next week. If you could write.
Yes.
Okay. There's a card here that has popped up that is, it's about a woman in this beautiful white gown. And, you know, white is always the color of spirit and everything. And she's got two swords that she is holding on to. The swords in the tarot deck mean the wisdom and the new thinking and kind of the figuring things out. She's got these two swords. She's sitting on the beach. She's got a bandana around her eyes. Now, here's what this means, and we all get this card or feel like this at various stages of our spiritual growth. First of all, these swords are gigantic. She's very smart, has come a long way in her learning. She's got that blindfold, and she just can't quite see it yet, 100%. And so she's being patient. She's sitting on the sand, and the beautiful water is behind her and everything. So they're saying you've come a long way with the understanding and the growth and everything. It feels like there are still pieces that haven't come together, but they're saying do not worry. You're right on track. Soon this bandana will come off your eyes, and you'll very clearly see what all of this means and how it comes together. So you're in a beautiful process right now.
Yeah, I feel like that.
Do you? Okay,
I
good.
Do.
Yeah. Because it's really funny, you know. Sometimes I'll say to God, please, I know that I've learned a ton and I feel good about it, but you know, please help all this come together in my knowing so I won't feel like maybe there's too many loose ends. And then it just seems like things begin to flow together. So maybe a prayer, if that's how it feels for you at this time, ask God to help you out. Because, boy, you've come a long way, too. But ask him to put the pieces together for you and see what he says.
Okay, I will.
Good. Now, I got into doing four things at once there. I didn't miss anybody, did I, when it comes to either hearing your writing or giving you a reading from a card? Okay, super. Hey, God bless all of you. I'm so happy we're all back together. And we'll be together next Wednesday at 7 o'clock again. And, boy, I think time has traveled fast here, but we come with questions next week, even more questions. Okay?
All right. Before we go, can I email you or something in reference to my payment? I need to change card information on the PayPal.
Absolutely, no problem. Just give me my email address is Trudy, at angelspeak.com. And, oh no, wait. Yes, it is. Wait a minute. Yeah, that's it. I've been changing some email addresses, but that's it. Trudy at angelspeak.com. And that's my email, and or call me. Can I give you my number?
Yes.
727.
Yes.
942.
Yes.
4141. That's the easiest of all.
Okay, great.
Good.
Thank you.
Good. You bet. Any other questions? Thanks, everybody. Have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
Have a great night.
Yes,
have a great night.
God bless. Yeah, God bless you each. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.